It's a Bogenwood Australia, Canberra's forgotten suburb. Before we get back to the adventure with Sheila, Dingo and Bricko, we're going to take a detour to meet another one of Bogenwood's interesting characters. Today, we're going to meet Beryl, who lives in the suburb of Bogenwood as she goes about her fortnightly routine. Beryl woke up early and looked out the window to check the weather. As today, she had a few things to get accomplished and one of them needed a wee bit of organisation. Now Beryl was classed as elderly, and although she frowned on the Bogans of Bogenwood waiting on their fortnightly checks from Centrelink, she would often get up early to check that the pension payment was in on time. This morning was no different, and she needed to get to the bank to make a quick withdrawal, so she started on her way. Now, as Beryl takes herself to the bank in her fortnightly routine, we should take a moment to explain a bit about Beryl. Now, she's been in Bogenwood for many, many years and has always been treated with a large amount of respect. Yeah, there've been problems with the old riffraff stealing things from her yard, and they never ever went around the back, thankfully. She'd done a number of things to keep people out, including keeping a sign up telling everyone she had a Rottweiler and putting in fake security cameras. Beryl had to keep people out of her garage, as in her garage was her pride and joy. Beryl made her way to the bank. In this day and age, no one needed to go to the teller anymore, but Beryl was a wee bit different, and she would make her way every fortnight to the local bank and make a withdrawal of some of her pension payments. Today was no different. She walked into the bank to be greeted by the always pleasant and smiling faces of those around her. Little old Beryl took a ticket and waited to be called. She had her favourite teller by the name of Greta, and she would look forward to her conversations with her every week. For the next 30 minutes, she would talk about their grown-up kids and show photos, talking about all her upcoming medical appointments and finally making the withdrawal. The bank was used to her, and she was a lovely little old lady. Who would ever complain? Beryl made a withdrawal, slipping a $50 note into her purse for a later hand at bingo, and walked out into the town ready to take on the plans that she had put into place for the day. Beryl made her way up to the street to her location and stopped to watch a busker play away with such intensity he had his eyes closed. Beryl loved the song and decided to stop and have a wee bit of a listen. Now, it shouldn't go without saying that not everyone in Bogenwood is nasty, or mean, or always looking for a quick buck. And when it came to old Beryl, well, I'm sure you guessed it by now, she was one of the fucking worst. What I hear you say? That lovely old lady? Fuck no, she wasn't lovely. She was just better at hiding it than others. Beryl was on her way to the local pub for a few wines and to gamble away her hard-earned pension. Now I hear you say, that ain't that bad. Maybe she needs a bit of help. Well, let me tell you, you're still fucking wrong. Beryl fell over and landed next to where the busker was playing. And as people started to help her up, she decided to help herself to a couple of dollars and notes out of the busker's money. No one expected it, and it always gave her a free couple of drinks down a local pub. As she was helped up and everyone checked that she was still all right, she continued to make her way to the pub. That's right, people. Beryl's plan for the day was gambling money through the old poker machines. Hours later, and with only $50 left to gamble, she stared at the last poker machine she had been playing, trying to work out if she should take her money and leave. Should she take the 50 and leave? Ah, fuck no, thought Beryl. The machine had to pay sooner or later, and so she put it in the machine, hoping for a quick win. No sooner had she put the money in the machine than it was fucking gone. She gambled away a lot of money. She got up from the machine, swearing and cursing under her breath, and watched as a couple of local bogans jumped onto the machine after her. She pulled up a seat nearby and watched as the fucking bogans kept hitting the buttons. And that's when it happened. The feature went off. The bogans started yelling and yahooing over their win. Over her machine, Beryl thought. Fucking bogans, fucking Bogenwood. Beryl made her way to the manager. Excuse me, sir, Beryl said. Yes, ma'am. How can I help you? Well, I'm not usually the type of person that likes to start trouble, but a couple of young people over there just jumped onto my machine while I was in the little lady's room.
Well, I'm sorry. Which machine is it? I'm sure there was some confusion and it was a misunderstanding. We can work it out.
It's that one over there.
Beryl pointed over to the machine as Bricko and Dingo were dancing around with excitement over their win. By the look the manager had on his face, he had obviously had dealings with Dingo and Bricko before. They were bogan scum and made his job really difficult. He knew he needed help, so he went to get his security guard, Diesel. Have a seat, and we'll sort this out for you. I'm sorry for any inconvenience, the manager said to Beryl. Beryl was happy. She sat back and decided to watch the fireworks. Now, all of yous know what happens from here, as it was mentioned in an earlier episode, but here's a short recap. Sheila turns up, screaming and yelling. Ningo, Bricko and Sheila are then forcibly removed from the club. Diesel, the security guard, gets rolled out the front, and Ningo and Bricko steal his security jacket. There you are, and we're sorry for any inconvenience, the manager said to Beryl, as he helped her back to a chair. That's all right, lovey, Beryl stated. It's the drugs that make them do it. It's all that wacky tobacco, she said to the manager. She sat down with a smile on her face. And on the machine was $150. This was turning out to be a very lucky day, she thought as she hit collect. With all the winnings, she left the club and smiled at all that she had accomplished today. I mean, she had a list of new credit card numbers and expiry dates she had taken as she distracted Greta this morning in the bank. She also had all the winnings from the machine, and she'd actually made a profit through all the purses she had gone through talking to different women about her grandkids and children. Now, let's get this straight. She had no children. She fucking hated them. All they did was cost money, she thought. And there was no way any little fucker was going to ruin her get-rich scheme. She felt good and on a high as she walked into the front door of her house and made her way to the back shed. She opened the door and made her way to the safe. She placed the money left over from the club on top of a large pile of cash, and turned to stare at her pride and joy. Beryl walked up to the nearest plant and cut off a bud. Tonight she was going to mulch it up, and tomorrow she would sell it to the local bogans of Boganwood. That's right, people. Beryl was a fucking dope dealer, see? And through all the schemes she pulled off in her time, this was by far the most profitable. By living in Boganwood, she was able to slip under the radar with this little scheme, and she was doing great. That was until she crossed paths and screwed over Dingo, Bricko and Sheila, who were about to change her luck once and for all. But that's another story that will be told another day. So that's where we leave Beryl today, where the true colours starting to show through. But things have a way to work themselves out in Boganwood, for the good, the bad and definitely the fucking bogan. Come back to Boganwood to find the answers to the question, how bad is little old Beryl really? Will Beryl finally get what's coming to her? And what the fuck are Dingo, Bricko and Sheila up to? Come back to find the answers to all these questions and more in the next season of Boganwood, coming very, very soon. And remember what they say in Boganwood? Never trust the dope-selling nana.
You just experienced Boganwood. Go to boganwood.com for more awesome shows or check them out on iTunes or Stitcher.